Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of my veins, the life inside of my body. Everywhere I go.
Hello, everyone. This is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio, KEIFM.com, and the program is Kingdom Keys, Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. How are you today? Hope you are doing good. Today we have a brand new topic. I have tried to title it The Danger of Coronavirus to High-Risk Individuals. What we can do to help one another, some insight to what they are saying about how we can slow it down. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We bless you for the life you've given us. And we thank you for the word. We thank you, Lord, that you are still in control. Father, we are here today. We commit ourselves into your hands. We need your guidance and we need your help in every area of our life. Teach us today in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to talk about a few things, and I believe you've been reading as well. So one of the things we need to do is to read and educate ourselves of what is going on so that we will not be ignorant. Okay? So it's very important. So we are going to be talking about first, like I've always been doing, is to try to let us know what we need to do in terms of how do we slow these things down. We need to slow it down, right? We need to keep on washing our hands with soap and water. And if you don't have soap, if you don't have water, wherever you are, you can use a hand sanitizer as a backup to sanitize your hands, especially when you are touching materials. Also, when you cough, you cover your cough and you cover your sneeze. Then if you do it with your hands, then you need to wash your hands so that you don't spread it to others or things you might touch, or even your face when you touch your eye. So because they are saying that we need to avoid touching our faces, especially our eyes, our nose, our ears. Those are entry point for the virus. Also, we need to disinfect places that you are always touching, places that you always touch, like handles, maybe your car, maybe public places that are being touched by many people. So you need to disinfect it and avoid close contact with other people. Very, very important. Avoid close contact. And the reason is because you don't know who might be sick. Some people are sick. They don't even know. And they have no symptoms yet. So that way we can catch it. So I hope we again wash our hands often for 20 seconds and encourage others to do the same. So if you don't have soap and water, so use hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. Okay, then you cover your coughs and sneeze with the tissue, then throw the tissue away. And if you sneeze or cough into your, maybe your hands, so you need to wash your hands, okay? Avoid touching your eyes, nose, mouth with unwashed hands, and disinfect surfaces, buttons, handles, knobs, and other places that is always touched all the time. And avoid close contact with people who are sick. Okay? So those are the recommendations by the CDC. And the symptoms we know is when there is fever, coughing, and shortness of breath. So when you have those issues, then you need to quickly react how you can take care of it. And when you go to CDC website, you will find out what to do if you are sick and how you will be able to take care of yourself at home and how you will be able to take care of other people who are already sick at home. Okay, so everything is there. But what I want to stress for today is just to encourage ourselves, especially for people who are at high risk. People who are at high risk. That is, there is a danger of coronavirus for those with diabetes, heart or lungs disease, and other chronic conditions. people with chronic medical conditions, that is people with diabetes, lung disease, heart disease, they face increased chance of being hospitalized with COVID-19. They are saying that people who are already having health challenges, it doesn't matter, they do not care about the age or the sex or the race or income, but what they are just saying is that vulnerable people, that is people who are easily susceptible to this disease, cut across every ages. And they are saying the pre-existing condition covered in the study or in the record so far include heart, people with heart or lung diseases, diabetes, chronic renal disease, chronic liver disease, immunocompromised conditions, neurological disorders, neurodevelopmental or intellectual disability, pregnancy, current or former smoker status, or other chronic disease, that is smoker. And because this coronavirus is, according to them, they said it's a respiratory disease. Okay? So for people who smoke, I would advise that we try to do something about that. Okay? And they had a report from that the CDC found out that of people requiring admission to an intensive care unit, 78% had at least one underlying health condition. So that is very high. And of people hospitalized but not requiring ICU admission, 71% had at least one such condition, compared with 27% of people who didn't need to be hospitalized. Okay? So, diabetes and diabetes, heart disease, main issues. Some already suffer from heart problem, whether they had previous heart attack or requires stent installed because of plaque buildup in their vascular system, may have a heart that cannot take as much strain as the average person. That is somebody who don't have this condition. And they said that when patients get infected with something like this coronavirus, the fever causes a spike in the heart rate. So shortness of breath means the patient gets less oxygen. So people with limited cardiac capacity can go into arrest. So that's why it's very dangerous. So we need to take it seriously. So, and you said diabetes is a metabolic syndrome that involves blood glucose levels and affect how the immune system works and make it less effective. Okay, so now it makes the immune system less effective, and that is why patients with diabetes are at risk for many infections, not just coronavirus. So, and this kind of people, they struggle with infections on their skin, soft tissues, with pneumonia, and even more serious conditions. So those in the high-risk groups need to be extremely careful. And that is the advice they have given. So if they do not become infected, the threshold for them seeking medical condition needs to be much lower. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So I think that is they need to be there for one another. We are to be there for one another. And like I stressed last week, we have a role to play and we have a responsibility to be there. We all have a responsibility in this situation we all find ourselves in. You can imagine the whole world is shut down, and you can see just virus is making just fears, creating a lot of fears, and the government don't know what to do. So it's something we need to take very serious. So when they are advising stay away from each other at the moment, so please let us be serious about it and be obedient to what is being said. Okay, so I just I want to encourage one another, and we need to be there for one another. We need to support one another. If we have something that we need, we believe others will have, or we help others, then we need to be strong and be able to offer to others, to be able to encourage others and bless them. That is, you consider how you can help others. That is, considering how you can help others. You can imagine people who are there in the hospital, healthcare workers, people who are supplying food, people who are just in the front, who are helping those who are sick, people who are taking care. You know who you are, and we all know them. So my heart goes for you guys. It's my prayer for you guys that God will strengthen you, God will protect you, and you are sowing, and what you are doing is being recorded, and you will also reap. Hallelujah. God will also bless you, and somebody will also come and help you in your time of needs. Hallelujah. So there's nothing that is too small. There's nothing that is too big. So whatever we have, we need to use it to support each other. Maybe we have food we need to give. Maybe we have money we need to reach out. This is the time that I was saying to one of my friends, I said, this is the time where we need to bring our millions out. Because if it happens and we pass away, the millions will be there. The millions will be there. And if we don't know, or nobody knows the million that is hidden somewhere, it will be rotting. So it will be rotting. So we need to give out and use it wisely to help people, because we are carrying it to nowhere. We don't take any money to nowhere. We came to this world empty, and we are going to return back empty. So even if they put millions of dollars of gold in the grave, they will all rot it. And assuming we go with that money as well, let's assume we go with that money, and the Lord will say, what is all this with you? You say, it's my money. He will tell you, there is no buying and selling here. So then what do you do with the money? You know, when they were asking him about a man who was married to a lady, and the woman, the first husband died. The second woman, they gave it to another man in the family. The man died, gave it to another man. The man died, gave it to another man. The man died. Then they asked Jesus, who does this woman belong to when we get to heaven? So there is no marrying or marrying in heaven. So there is no marriage there. Same vein, there will be no buying and selling. So whatever we have, we not pass through. We will not go there. Okay? So this is the time for us to support one another. It's the time that we need to reach out to others. Be our brother's keeper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the time for us to show love. Practical love. Hallelujah. And on this, let me just share this one. Let me just share this since we are talking about that love. So we still need to pray, okay? We still need to pray. Pray for one another. Very important. James spoke in James chapter 5 from verse 13. He was saying, he says, anyone among you suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful, let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him. So anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. So the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Verse 17 says, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Okay? And he prayed, that is in verse 18, again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Of prayer, especially when we believe that God will do it. Okay, believing that God will do it. So we are praying with faith for and the sick bed, those who are helping out with people on ICU, those on the emergency wards, clinics, you know what they call it in nations. So those who are going to homes to pick them, who are sick, emergency crews, whatever name they call it, for the whatever they call it in your place. So please, let's ask for God's intervention in your lives, in your family, and whatever they do, that God will move down the scale and strength and the protection that is needed at this time. Hallelujah. So I pray for God's intervention in your life. I pray for God's intervention in your family. Most of them have left their family. Most of them are not even coming home. They are somewhere else. So I pray that God will strengthen you. God will encourage you at this time. will give you all that you need according to his riches in heaven. And Father, we thank you for helping out. Thank you that you are there with us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. We thank you, O God. You, O God, for your help. In the name of Jesus. We cancel the coronavirus. And we flush you out from the nations. Flush you out from the homes. We flush you out from the body. Flush you out from our schools, from our offices, from our businesses. We flush you out from the cities, the communities, the homes. Flush you out from our body, from our flesh, from every part of our life. And we want to commit this high risk to us, to God, to me. Not to pray for these people, you know them, than I do. Many of them have this disease, they do not opt for it. They didn't speak for it. Some of them are ignorant, some of them came as in the name of Jesus. High mercy upon these kinds of people, high risk individuals, people with diabetes, people with heart disease, people with existing conditions. Father, we need your help in the name of Jesus. And we are asking all that this disease be put under control. In the name of Jesus. One of the things, one of the problems with some of these diseases is the fact that some of the we don't even know. Somebody might be having diabetes according to some of these studies that people might be having this diabetes without even knowing. They are saying that the root cause is a condition of high blood pressure. And the first is high blood pressure. Most people have high blood pressure without even knowing. And they give rise to all these kinds of diabetes, hypertension, all this kind of problem. So, lifestyle also, not doing exercise. So I just want to suggest now, we are just talking, that we need to not just at home now, not able to go anywhere, especially when you are not essential workers. So it's even more challenging. So what we now need to recommend is that you do some exercise, try to work the body rather than just sleeping all the time. Medicine and doctors they use their vehicles through which God can help us. Okay? The natures are there to help us. Okay? And it is available, use it. And with prayer, with faith, we will be able to stay without meditation and be able to eat nice and exercise to keep the blood pressure down. In the meantime, it's advised that you take meditation, please go for it to bring it down. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. We worship you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor.
Father, we lift all this situation before you. Have your way. Let your will be done.
Let your purpose stand in this world. Not the will of coronavirus, not the will of death, not the will of fear, not the will of sicknesses and disease, not the will of infirmity, not the will of closure, not the will of lack, defeat, not the will of failure, but your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We worship you. We adore you. There's none like you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We want to commit
people who are sick into the hands of God right now.
I pray that you be healed in your body. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to your body, to your vessel, right now in the name of Jesus. The name above all names, Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed from your head to toe. Whatever is going on, I ask you, pack your bag and go in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So I just wanted to share this to encourage ourselves. So let's go to the First book of First John. Okay. We are going to the first book of John. Okay. I will go for it from verse 16. He said, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. How does the love of God abide in him?
Remember,
I was talking about we reaching out to one another. We should be our brother's keeper. So, this is just to encourage us. We don't need to talk anyhow.
We might have crying, we might have anger and all that, and he says that when we have that, we can also have confusion, and every evil practical. The same way we ought to be. As a Christian life demands for us to act, to walk, to live it. Talking about it.
Walking.
It doesn't come out.
You can see that the person saying has no longer. You can look through the heart.
This person who is saying it has no, it doesn't have it.
And yet,
the long time. We are a child of God.
We are the son. Do you know that? But if we continue, in verse 18, he said, my little children,
love in word,
or in tongue,
but in deed and in truth.
And by this,
we know that we are in it. We are of the truth. Isn't that amazing?
God shall
assure our heart before Him.
Assure your heart
before Him. He said, my little children, he said, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our heart before Him. And assure our what?
Our heart.
Before Him.
Our heart.
Within your heart, how good to be. You know within your heart, right? We condemn ourselves. But He doesn't condemn us. We want to do more. What it's all about. A situation we are passing through.
Shall also come to pass.
Everything that happens in this world shall come to pass.
No.
No way to participate when it has come to pass. The chance is gone. It's like a wave that just passed. But you have an opportunity to participate. But we could
reluctant to participate.
But it has come to pass.
An opportunity to sow.
But you were reluctant to sow, and it passed us by.
For example, ways to support each other.
Ways to contribute. Ways to reach out. Ways to pray. Ways to be there to be a participant in helping people, but
no
more opportunity
to contribute. This too shall
pass, and there will be no so many more ways to support each other once it's done.
Once it is done.
So if our heart condemns us, that is 1 John 3:20. He said, for if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. Condemn us, it's our heart. I said, oh, I wish what he has done. Yeah. He said, for if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. See, the little time, the little thing we are able to do, God, Spirit of God, when he quickens us to do. Being theoretical, sitting down there and complaining, and that needs to be done, and that, why don't you just get up and do it? Then instead of you waiting for somebody to do it, just go ahead and do it yourself. It's quicker. That needs to be moved. Instead of you waiting for somebody else, assigning somebody to do it, why don't you do it? To me, it's easier. All things.
Is there anything we can do?
No. Can before him. Everything laid there before him. He knows how we take his word. He knows how we are going to go back. And if Jesus does not, we will all die one day. There for the outworking of our love to one another. The outworking of love. Jesus' love to one another. Very important. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. 21. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments
and do those things
that are pleasing in his sight. That are placing in his sight. We all know that the outworking of love, loving in deed and truth, those
in sight,
like we just said, okay,
they are
in sight. And verse 23 says, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is.
And this is his
commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment. One another as he gave us commandment. On the word of God, encouraging. Just wanted to encourage us today, and
I know there are a lot of
ears out there. Excuse me. And financial fears bring with them fears for safety. So we have to protect our loved ones, our children, our parents, the elderly, and those who fall within the orbit. Every individual. Promote fear, faith. Fear can promote faith. Challenge faith. So we must trust. You know, in Psalm 24, it said, the earth is the law and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24.
Provided for the
salvation of the world, Jesus Christ. And he has promise. True, we find forgiveness, we find peace, we find joy, we find hope. One day, because this broken world will be lifted at the final return of Christ. And we also know that God will raise the dead in Christ. And he waiting for us. There's no more wailing. There will be no more pain. There will be no more affliction here and there.
Revelation chapter
21 from verse 1 to 4. The hope that we have in Christ. So we know we must face these days of fear and testing. Capitulating on it. Dedication to service. Very, very strong to do is that we must be alert to the stranger among us
and be helpful
to them. We must love one another and be kind to one another. God in Christ has been merciful to us. Follow Christ to be a people of hope. We are to be a people of hope. And our hope is not in vain, because it is invested in the Creator God, who has extended himself on behalf of his children. Thus, fears, be of good cheer. That's what the Lord has done. Let death on our behalf. The world, be of good cheer.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father, we worship you.
How about 6 more minutes? 6 more minutes now. So, just want to lift our brothers and sisters up right now. Okay. Thank you, Father. Now, if you've been listening to me and you don't have this Lord, this Jesus we'll be talking about, everything revolves around him. He is our Savior. You don't have him. You have a great opportunity, you have a chance. You still have life, then you have a chance. Let us not put him aside. Let us not make him a second class. Let made him the author and finisher of our faith. Let made him first most. Let's believe him. Let's trust him. Let's believe him. Let's trust him. Now, he was saying in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, he said, but what does he say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with this mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 11, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Verse 12, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. And you might say, I am done this, I have done that, I'm not worthy to call on the name of the Lord. But no one is worthy. Me sitting down here talking, I'm not worthy. It's by his grace that I will be worthy. Without his grace, I'm not worthy. So, believe now, trust him now. He is here waiting for you to call upon him. His hands are stretched out. Excuse me. So, let's give every worry, every burden. Let's bring every struggle, every affliction, every high-risk situation into the hands of God this morning. Let's bring every struggle, every sicknesses, every disease, every infirmities. Let's give it to him. He's worthy to carry it. He's worthy to carry every problem. He's worthy to carry every sickness. Worthy to carry every death. He's worthy to carry every coronavirus symptoms today and forever. His word is ready. Let's call upon him. Let's come to him right now. Let's give all to him. He said, come to me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So let's give all to him right now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak it out. Tell him that you are his child. Tell him, open your mouth. Tell him your heart. He's a good father. In the name of Jesus. He's a good father. He's waiting for us. So call upon him now. Open your heart. Open your mouth. Talk to him. Tell him you are a sinner. Tell him that you want him to be your father, your Lord, your Savior. Tell him to heal you. Tell him to heal you. Tell him to heal your body. Tell him to heal you in the mighty name of Jesus. Tell him to take off your worry. Tell him to take off your fears. Tell him to take off every affliction, every situation that you might have today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to thank you for today. We bless you for your children you have brought to your kingdom today. I pray in the name of Jesus that you have met their needs. Guide them, O Lord, protect them, O God, as they go through this world. Help them in their struggle. Help them in their work. Help them in every areas of their life. Thank you, Spirit of Living God, that you have come and you have now made your home in your heart. And I pray, oh God, that you will be resident there. Speak to them, direct them, use them. Father, where you are dwelling, I pray no sickness will dwell in the same place. In the name of Jesus, no sickness will dwell in that place. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, thank God for today, and we see you next